Hello.
Mr.
President. Well, somebody told me you hadn't had any sleep for 3 days, and I thought I'd better wake you up.
It'll suppress my personality, man.
Listen, what kind of animals you got out there today?
Oh, same goddamn bunch.
Yeah, they are something, aren't
they?
Well,
this really fooled us because, you know, they'd been so disintegrated and separated.
Yeah.
All of our informants couldn't find them. we anticipated no more than 300 or 400 at Franklin Square, and good God almighty, they showed up with about 4,000 or 5,000 of them. So.
Where do they come from? Where do they were able
all over the country, but primarily, I would say, Chicago and east.
And they mobilized, but how did they mobilize this many at this time?
Well, I guess they just did it by word of mouth. We had them all in the clink last night, and Chief Wilson just feels that they must have gotten a signal among themselves to not do anything on the streets this morning and be there, because they just came like ants from everywhere.
Yeah. So well, I don't know. It's how'd they conduct themselves? What do they do when they're there? Just shout and yell?
Well, they shout and yell, and then pretty soon their leaders start, you know, the rhetoric of the street and get them pretty well fired up. They came down here in front of the Department of Justice Building. Actually, this is pretty good. We would like to not have had it, but it permitted the chief to just round them all up and instead of chase them all over town tonight, and will cause no problem with traffic. So it really solves a problem for his officers. They'll get a good night's sleep.
Are they going to have to arrest these people, too?
Well, we've already arrested over 1,200, and they're cordoned off on our street, and they'll be arresting them for another 2.5 hours.
Yeah. On the ground that they were told to disperse and did not.
Yeah, it was an unlawful assembly, and they just sat down in the middle of the street, so they're arrested. The military will be in position by now just for patrol duty in the traffic hours.
Are they going to? Are you handling it in a way that you're not appearing to be? We've come off the first day so well that I just continue to handle it firmly.
Right. No problem on that.
Yeah. It'll be firm.
It's all been nonviolent. And
it's
a very orderly arrest procedure now, because it enables us to take a photograph of each one as we put them on the bus and identify with his arresting officer.
Mm-hmm.
Our problem on the sweep yesterday is that about 6,500 of them were not identifiable. All of these will, and it's going to, I think, gives us an entirely different judicial procedure. it's really something. It really is.
Pretty a crummy lot, aren't they?
But I'll tell you, the thing that, after going through 5 of these things now, the thing that we really have in this government is a very cohesive, well-coordinated group of people in all branches of the executive, you know, department of the government, military, and everybody else. And we're capable, really, on very short notice, of putting together the whole government, you know, to meet any type of a situation. You know, it's just been kind of a drill that we've gone through so many times that I think makes this the model city of the United States.
Right.
You know, there's no injuries, not one person's been killed, and a million people doing this in this town. I think it's a remarkable chief.
It really is, isn't it? Yeah, the chief's done a good job, everybody.
If I could be presumptuous, Mr. President, sometime you could call that chief up there, the White House, you know, and...
Who?
Chief Wilson up there, and thank him personally, because...
I plan to do something special.
Do you, sir?
You know, I called him on the phone Sunday, you know, from California, but I will call him. I'm trying to think of a citation to give to the whole department.
Yes.
How do you like that?
I think it'd be great.
Yeah.
And the National Guard.
Yeah, well, we do that separately. Okay. Bye.
Well, I'm very honored that you're
here. Bye. Bye-bye.